In the Philippines, the vast disaster zone is still, by and large, a place of flattened communities, and many thousands of people are struggling to get by day to day. In the worst-hit city of Tacloban, the mayor has been under fire over the slow response to the disaster, but it's been tough for the local authority to mount a response. Some of the council staff were killed when a wall of water burst into the city. Stephen McDonald reports from stricken Tacloban City.
In the midst of such a cataclysmic disaster, nobody is untouched. How could you be? Driving through the streets of Tacloban, you still pass the many body bags lined up by the roadside. Some of them have only a small shape inside, perhaps a five-year-old. Nearly a week ago, a monumental storm swept a powerful tidal surge through this city and wiped it out. There are still no emergency shelters, food is in short supply, and many just want to get out. So where has the local government been, the first line of defence in such a crisis? Well, the answer is that they were among the victims too. There are normally 300 police in this city. After the typhoon, the local mayor, Alfred Romualdez, says 21 or 22 turned up for work.
I felt sad because they were saying, what happened to the city government? Well, first of all, if we only have 21 policemen, the natural course of things is that the regional office must supplement, you know, supply us with more policemen. But even the region was down. Their building there has wiped out. You know, we were paralyzed. Out of our employees, 1,000 to 2,000 employees, we only have less than 100.
What about the aid? Is there enough coming in now to feed people, do you think?
The problem is distribution. We don't have enough vehicles moving around. We don't have enough warm bodies doing it. That's why it tends to be slow.
Mayor Romualdez is lucky to be alive. Just before the disaster struck, he'd heard reports that the ocean had receded by 100 metres, and he went to have a look for himself. Then suddenly, wind blew out sliding doors at an observation post behind him. He and his men retreated into a building.
We were walking. When I got to the end of the room with my men, suddenly the doors blasted open, full of water. And then water outside, I could see, was all coming, gushing in and really pushing walls as if, you know, they were paper. Little by little, we climbed, and because I'm kind of heavy, so some of the guys went ahead and pulled me up. We broke a hole in the ceiling, and we went up the ceiling, and we stayed up there. And we stayed there for about almost 2 hours until we noticed that the water subsided. And that's the time I climbed down.
While that was happening, his wife and children were caught in a car when the water came. Two staff members got out and tried to rescue the mayor's family, but they were washed away by the powerful rushing water. The men survived, but assumed they'd not been able to save the others. They weren't to know that Mr. Romualdez's wife and children got out and clung to a pole till they could get to safety. But there's no time for this family and their father to comfort each other. He has huge decisions to make. Like, exactly when should they start pouring hundreds of bodies into a mass grave he's already ordered be dug? It may happen as early as today. This is Stephen McDonnell in the ruins of Tacloban City for AM.